This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved. If you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's smarter people than I up on the website, or up on the chat room, live chat room going on the website. Wow. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. Xander Gibbs is going to join me after the first break. And two questions of the evening. One of them he asked for is President Obama the worst president in history? I don't even know if that's a question. That's more of a statement, right? What do you think? And then the second question I'm going to ask him, because he ran a poll. I'm not going to tell you what the poll is. I'm going to have him tell you what it is. Should there be an immediate ban on assault weapons? Let's see what you have to say about that. And hey, listen, hold your rocks. You can throw them at him when he shows up. Seriously. So, and look, I'd like an answer to that. I mean, we had this question last night. We went over it a couple of times. Everybody gets a gun no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. Is there anybody you can think of, even if you're a hardcore right-wing Second Amendment at any cost kind of person? Is there anybody that you could think of you going, okay, you know what? Everybody can have a gun. Oh, not Uncle Frank. Uncle Frank can't have a gun. All right? Seriously. Anyway, so I want to know what your thoughts are on that. And I keep telling you how crazy it's getting. And it's getting worse. I mean, even if you're looking for justice, it's getting worse in the courts. A judge upholds a 2-day suspension for a student with, you know, remember the kid with the Pop-Tart gun? He chewed the Pop-Tart and it looked like a gun. Yeah. I think it's out of Baltimore, where everything is kind of skewed. William Welch doesn't believe his 7-year-old son deserved a 2-day full suspension for chewing his Pop-Tart into a pretend gun. And he used the pretend gun to shoot his classmates. And he spent the last 4 years working to remove the infraction from the boy's record. By the way, nobody cares about your kid's kindergarten record. It's a mark on his record for something that doesn't need to be there, Welch told the Washington Post. There's just a lot of unknowns, and I don't want something that could potentially debilitate his future. Yeah, we're look at this. We can report, we can suspend a 2-year-old for chewing a Pop-Tart and looking like a gun, but a guy who threatens his wife, a guy who threatens his employees, a guy who talks about how he hates America, a guy who applauded the 9/11 attack, him, we can allow him to buy guns. We can allow him to go free. We can allow him to walk around and do nothing, and do nothing to him. Yeah, we've got the right idea, don't we? Now, this incident occurred in the hypersensitive months after 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Now, that happened in Newtown, Connecticut, left 26 people killed, including 20 children. And listen, again, I get it. And it shouldn't be just, we shouldn't be appalled just because kids were shot. Right? It should be, we should be appalled because this was allowed to happen, because it was a gun-free zone. The Park Elementary School second grader chewed his Pop-Tart into a gun shape and announced his discovery before proceeding to pop off the make-believe pistol at his classmates. School officials suspended the boy for 2 days, and the boy's father contends officials cited the pastry weapon. Let me tell you what. The pastry weapon, right? If you want to call it a paste, the pastry weapon is what's made America obese. That's the weapon. The weapon is it's made us fat and slow. That's the weapon. The weapon is that it's killing us because of, again, we're overweight. We have high blood sugar. We've got diabetes all over the place in this country. Obesity is now a common term. So the pastry weapon was cited as the reason in Arundel's Park. The officials argued that the punishment was justified because of the child's long history of disruptions and behavioral issues, according to the news. So what, they waited for this? If this kid was problematic every day, why didn't they deal with it before? No, the chat room says ban all pastries. I think cannoli should be taken off the list, though. Really, seriously. You could have a real problem if you ban cannolis. I know a lot of people that would be on board with me on. I would almost call it insanity, he says. I mean, with all the potential issues that could be dealt with in a school, you know, the real threats, bullies, whatever the issue is, this is what we spend time and taxpayer money on. Now, Josh said he initially envisioned a mountain, but his strawberry Pop-Tart didn't cooperate. And he's right. You know, when you bite on those things, sometimes they break away in bigger chunks than you want them to. I mean, it's not like he's a sculptor, an artist. And it really doesn't look like a gun. It kind of looks like, doesn't look like, if you tip it to the right, it looks like Utah, doesn't it? No, Idaho. What is that? Utah. I don't know. Never mind. It was already rectangle, and I just kept biting on it and biting on it and biting on it. I tore off the top, and it kind of looked like a gun. But it wasn't, he said. All I was trying to do was turn it into a mountain. But it didn't look like a mountain, really. I mean, doesn't this not sound like a little kid? Seriously. I'll ask, Xander's going to join us. I'll see if he's ever had a Pop-Tart debacle in his day. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. I think. Get the camera working, we are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, seriously, get involved in the conversation. If you head up to the website, we got a live chat room. We got all kinds of fun stuff going on up there. How's that? We'll just leave it at that. Go up there and have some fun with us. And talking about having fun, Xander Gibb joins us like he does every week, and I really do have a good time with him, and we hit some pretty serious topics. But you know what? If we don't make a little, if we don't lighten them up a tad, it could be a real problem, right, Xander?
Absolutely, sir. Yes, it could be indeed.
And we were joking, you know, during the break that this little kid that chewed that Pop-Tart gun, I probably wouldn't have done that because there wouldn't have been enough of the Pop-Tart left for me to get in trouble.
Yeah, I would have been like a clump in my hand if there was anything left, you know.
Yeah, right. No box, no paper. No, I don't. Yeah, I can see it now. No teacher. I have no idea what you're talking about. The crumbs on the floor. I don't know where it came from. I haven't seen those before.
Yeah. But when I was a kid in school, we used to have plastic guns, and we would run around playing cowboys and Native Americans. Are you not even allowed
to? No, it's cowboys and Indians. That's what we played. You know, they don't play that anymore because people get mad at the name. So, I don't know. Whatever.
I'm a talk show host. I have to be politically correct or I get into trouble.
You know where the name, do you know where the name Indian came from for 500, Fender?
Yes.
You do? I don't have 500. I was joking.
When Captain Cook first discovered America, he thought he discovered India, and he was like, oh, look, it's the Indians. And they were like, we'll make you a curry, but it's not the kind of curry that you're looking for, sir.
Oh, okay. I would draw my offer. Never mind. So because Christopher Columbus called him that. Wow.
He was a back specialist.
There you go. There. because he discovered them, you know, and he was such. Did you know that he killed millions of Indians? Excuse me, millions of Native Americans?
Yes, I did.
I didn't know he had that much ammunition on the boat, number one. And really, millions of Native Americans. Just amazing. So now they're talking about renaming Columbus Day to Indigenous Something Day. Indigenous Peoples Day.
Why don't you just take away all of our heritage and just call it that country that used to be America?
don't you feel like they're doing that? When they talk about taking certain things out of textbooks and, you know, taking out some of the pictures, like, you know, I really believe, I know, here, the emails will come and I will ignore. They really should. They want to take out the pictures of the blacks hanging from trees during the Jim Crow days. Now, okay, yeah, uncomfortable, maybe even tasteless, but maybe that's what you need to see. Maybe that needs to be in your mind, and I can go back and remember that. So, you know what, we need to make sure we never let that happen again.
Well, we absolutely do, and you know, the remake of Roots was on a few weeks ago, and people were saying, how dare they say the N-word in that program, and how dare they show colonials treating slaves badly? It wasn't like that at all. Well, it was supposed to be historically accurate, so they made it as historically accurate as possible. So do we have to change the parts of history that we're not so proud of just to make it politically correct?
No, I think we need to leave the uglies in there. I'm a big believer that you lay it out there, you leave the uglies in there, you burn that into the heads and the minds of some of our young kids so that we never get back there again. So if something comes down the pike that even looks or smells like it did in the past, that just pops up to the back of their heads and no, don't let this happen again. But we don't want them to feel bad.
I'm kind of, I don't know, I got in trouble a little bit this week because, you know, I was kind of upset that our president, you know, doesn't defend, you know, he's so PC with regards to the LGBTQ community, but he won't condemn videos on social media with regards to imams calling for gays to be killed. So you can't have it all ways, Mr. Obama, you know. Either you're pro-LGBT or you're not. You can't have it both ways. We cannot have any element of Sharia law in a Christian country. Period.
Yeah, I if he would have shown, I don't know if we talked about this, I had you on Monday, I don't know if we, but if he would have shown the same compassion or if he would show the same anger and passion against ISIS as he does when he's yelling about Trump, I would give the guy a break. Right now, I've got nothing for him, and I mean nothing. I've got no respect for the man anymore.
He won't even refer to them as ISIS. Have you noticed he calls them ISIL,
which is what they want to be called.
Islamic terror. But, you know, this is all very circular for me because, you know, if you're saying, if he's saying, and his administration has said this, we've talked about this before, that they don't want to stigmatize Muslims, but in the process Americans are being killed because of his edicts, what does that say? How American is that? Our president puts out an edict that contributes to Americans being killed. I don't care who you pray to. If you are a suspect, then you should be looked into. And if they're wrong, then maybe they should say, hey, I'm sorry, but, you know, the national security comes first.
Listen, there was a I don't mind being delayed at the airport. I don't fly that much anymore, but I don't mind being delayed at the airport if I know. If I know they're doing a good job. I mean, we see how much they miss, so that's kind of irritating. But the bottom line was if they're protecting everybody, so it takes me an extra 45 minutes to an hour to get through the line. I'm okay with that, right? And I think I told you a couple of weeks ago, they were doing interviews at the Chicago airport, and they came across this, and I'll just say it, they looked like a Middle Eastern family, a Muslim family. And the guy said, how do you feel about the delays? And the guy said, you know what? I'm a Muslim, and I'm okay with the delays. And I'm okay with them because if they're keeping everybody else safe, they're keeping me safe. I went, wow, that's cool. That's a good attitude to have, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of... Oh, there we go. Somebody had really ruined my day. They put it in the chat room. You see that? Minneapolis renames Columbus Day as Indigenous Peoples Day.
And yeah. What else are we going to change? I mean, in all fairness, Joe, I really don't want to out and out offend someone, but I only have to breathe in. You can't breathe in that way. It's offensive. People are so offended by everything nowadays.
Now, so listen, so we're hearing more and more by the young people, and we're so off topic here, people. We're hearing more and more by some of our young people how the American flag is oppressive. It's not a flag or a banner of pride. It's oppressive. So when are we going to stop celebrating the 4th of July, you think? The birth of this oppressive nation. You know, they killed.
As someone that's half British, I'm offended by the 4th of July, because that's a celebration.
That's right.
Of kicking out the Brits.
We beat back
that
your...
That is not acceptable.
We beat back
I mean,
your
Mr.
people.
Yeah. What about my people, Mr. Obama? And I'm not looking about the gays now. I'm looking about the Brits.
Okay. Let's bring it back to reality. We've got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Xander Gibb joins me after the break. Really, don't go far. You're going to miss a lot. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Sorry, a couple of nitwits.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
Song is American made.
From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
Everybody!
I got a knife.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with us. You ready? Oh. You see, your baby has to be, not your baby, your car, your baby, your TV, your coffee machine. I mean, you really need to push to get American-made stuff. We have almost 95 million Americans. See, if we only had 95 Americans out of work, that wouldn't be a big deal. But 95 million Americans are out of work. Let's do what we can to bring commerce back to this country. We have manufacturing jobs leaving, or they've already left, really. We need to get the work back into this country. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me like he does every week. We tackle the issues of the day. Maybe he's tackling. I ain't running nowhere. We tackle the issues of the day, what's going on in the news. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It is always a pleasure. I'm staying seated. I've been up since 6 a.m. I ain't running anywhere tonight.
Yeah, here we go. Let me get the fiddle. Hold on a second. I'm going to be right now. Here. Anyway, so...
Just kick him, please, Sam, because you're close to it. But yeah, sorry, Joe. Well, I digress.
She'd have to get up out of the chair and come over here. Nobody wants to chase. So listen, you did a poll this week on your show, and so I don't screw it up and get you in trouble. The poll was what?
The poll basically said because as a response to the incident in Florida on Sunday where 50 people were killed, one of the things that came out is that people were starting to say again, should there be an immediate ban on assault weapons? Now, I'm not a weapons expert. I'm not a gun person. I'm not anti. So I had to go and do some homework. But even the poll caused lots of controversy. I mean, the result was 50-50.
Really?
Yeah, but a lot of people were kind of PISS with me because how did I have the audacity to even suggest it? I wasn't suggesting it. It's my job as a talk show host to actually talk about trending issues, and that was something that was trending. And when we talked about it on the show, I had Swoop on Thursday night as the co-host, and he was kind of against it being banned, and he was against people not being able to buy guns that were on watch lists because the lists are kind of open to abuse. And I, you know, I'm probably going to be shouted down for saying this, but I think there's got to be, there has to be some level of compromise with reference to background checks and things like that. But I think there's fear on both sides because the pro-gun people seem to be worried that if they give an inch, they're going to lose everything. But the anti-gun people want it all or nothing. And I think there's got to at least be a little bit of give with regards to background.
But I think, Sandra,
we don't want everyone owning a gun, do we? Let's see.
No, listen.
For some people are undesirable.
But I think they're right to a degree. We have seen it. You know, you have to admit, we've seen where we give a little bit one side, the other side. They give a little bit here, and they give a little bit there. And then all of a sudden, all the rights are gone, or all the things in that issue are gone. So you have to be really careful in how you do these things. You know, Tammy and I were talking about this the other night, and I know she doesn't agree with me, which is why I'm not turning on her mic, because she might shout me down. But I said, I don't believe everybody. Everybody has a right to have a gun, okay? Everybody has the opportunity to have a gun. I got that part. But there are people, you and I both know, that you wouldn't want within 20 yards of a gun. Because they go from zero to kill you in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Right? But who's going to make that decision? What are the rules going to be? How do you make sure that somebody isn't on that list for the rest of their lives? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, absolutely. But I do have to say, I'm not anti-guns, but, you know, as you know, I'm afraid of them. But I think that if I learn how to use one properly, I will be less afraid. But after the events of last week, I kind of think that I need to own a gun. And I can't believe I'm saying that, but I am. Because the argument about the fact that there was one responsible gun owner when that animal started shooting people, they could have shot him in the head and prevented some, if not all, of
so there were
deaths.
There were a couple
and
of hundred.
That argument.
Yeah, there were a couple of hundred people at the club. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
So we lost almost 50, and then almost 50 more were hurt. And if five people in the club had a gun, just five, or even three, somebody might have been able to stop him, or at least slow him down. And but they never want to talk about that part. Well, let me tell you what. So when you go back and you look at, and I don't know how much research you did, but when you go back and look at, because we've had this discussion before on my show, the assault weapons ban. Let me tell you what it did. I mean, I won't read you all 52 pages, but here's the deal. When you boil it all down, no. Besides, I don't read that good. We'd be here for 4.5 hours, not three. But when you boil it all down, here's what happened. The crime rate basically didn't change at all. All right, so banning the assault weapons, if you're pro-guns, you're going to say, see, there was no change, it didn't do any good at all. Well, here's the thing. This is what I love, the loons on the left. They only grab a portion of this, all right? And the portion they grab where it says, you're going to laugh when you hear this. It concluded that the ban was successful in reducing crimes committed with assault weapons. Yay, right, everybody happy, okay, yay, see that, you ban assault weapons, and crime drops. Of course it does, because they don't have assault weapons anymore, you can't buy them, so how are you going to use them, right? But the numbers were offset because more crimes were committed by regular guns, as they say. So, it's like, okay, so people are going to, if somebody's going to kill you, somebody's going to kill you. It's really that simple. And if you banned all guns, they'd find a car, a knife, a bazooka, a baseball bat. They would find something to kill you with.
I don't think it would ever be a realistic option after the fact that we've had the Second Amendment in this country for, I don't know, however many years, to actually say, okay, we're going to ban all guns. I mean, they did it in Australia, but there was never a constitutional right to own a weapon.
Yeah.
And what people keep going back to is, and I think some liberals have it tattooed on their arm, when the Second Amendment first came into operation, the most lethal weapon was a musket. So the question must be, I'm telling you what liberals say now. So the question must be, is the Constitution set in stone or a working document? Well, I would say both. I mean, some things are set in stone, but obviously because we can make amendments to the Constitution, it is a fluid it is a fluid document too. But I'm probably different to most people where I will always consider compromise, but compromise to me is never all or nothing. How can it be? That's not compromise. That's submission.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I also find it very interesting that the and somebody's tried to poo-poo this story, but it's true, that the gay and lesbian, the gun purchases among the gay and lesbian community has really increased over the last couple of days, which I just think is hilarious.
You think?
So I want to see a Democrat get up on stage and tell the gay and lesbian community, back off, back down, we've got you covered, we're going to take care of you. Just vote Democrat and we'll take care of you, just like we did on Sunday. Right? I mean, it's just amazing to me that they still, after this happens, the first thing they come out with is banning guns, right?
But wasn't that expected? No, isn't that what they usually do? Didn't they do that after Newtown? Didn't they do that after San Bernardino? Didn't they do that after the white guy shut up the black church? And they've done it every single time. And I have to say, in fairness, I can see why, but we cannot make legal changes based upon emotion.
Yes.
We have to actually look at the fact. Because if we're going to make legal changes based upon, emotion, then Obama would have been gone months ago. And please don't tweet that to me because I get enough hate mail. You think I'm joking? I really do.
No, I know you do. Listen, I get the biggest kick out of some of the emails that I get when I'm simply talking about, maybe I'm talking about abortion or I'm talking about gay or lesbian issues. And they always say the same thing to me. You know, you're not black, so you can't talk about blacks. You're not gay or lesbians, so you can't talk about gay or lesbians. You know, you're not a woman. Oh, you don't know. The one I like is I don't have a uterus, so I can't talk about women's issues. It's like, really? Seriously? Is that the criteria? So then stop telling me how to be a man because you don't have what the parts.
Yeah, be careful, Joe. It's a family show.
Well, we're still on the early portion. Anyway, we're going to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
I mean, you really would be surprised how many gay people contact me and say, you homophobe, how dare you disagree with gay marriage? And I don't, it's not that I disagree with the rights that are attached.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. So if you don't like what I'm having to say, you can always speak with them. And you can find out what they have to say. You know, and again, I mean that. There are smarter people than I am in the chat room. Speaking of smarter people than I, Xander Gibb joins us as he does every week to speak about the issues of the day. Xander, thanks for being with me. And you do some show, too, every day, don't you?
I do, yeah. I do this show called X-Rad by Pacific.
Well, aren't you rad, dude?
Eastern.
No, it's not that rad.
What?
Somebody's laughing at me. I said, aren't you rad, dude? And
I'm totally rad, but it's short for radio.
See? I'll catch up.
Xandermonium Radio.
Give me time. Then it should be called Randermonium.
No.
No.
We'll stick with X-Rad, but thank you for your assistance.
Is there a suggestion box? No, don't say it. Be nice. All right. So I didn't even forget where we were. You took me off task here, dude. I'll catch up eventually. Oh, yeah, right. So during the break, I was looking at the story. I think you'd appreciate this one. Now, I've got a couple of clips I'm going to play later on in the show, and you know I know it's too late for you at your age and all that. You're going to go to bed, but we've got a couple of clips of some people that one is was he a Hispanic guy? No, he was a black guy. And he's yelling at another black young man who's supporting Trump. And the guy can't get any of his facts right. So I'm gonna play that later on. I love all this stuff. And you know, here's a very ignorant person trying to make another young man ignorant. It's just craziness, right? And then the same thing on another college campus where a young lady who says she's all for the Constitution, you know, she's all for freedom of speech, except for anybody talking about Trump, in which case she wants them stifled, shut down, and shut up. She doesn't get it. And I think this is ignorance. You and I talked about it earlier. It's all about ignorance. Well, in Michigan, there's a college that dropped a math class, and drops math because they're considering a diversity course instead, because that's much more important than trying to bring up our math scores, considering we're going to be 47th in the world when it comes to math and science, you know, graduates and what
have
you.
What? You said we were 47th in the world when it comes to math, and I said that figures.
Oh, figures. Yeah, I get. Boom, boom. Thank you. He will not be here all week. It's okay. Anyway, so the students at Wayne State University no longer have to take a single math course. Think about that. Through all of the university experience, they don't have to take one math class to graduate. But they will be required to take a diversity course instead. Now, if this follows suit with the other colleges and the way they do things, it actually is going to be a hate whitey class is what it's going to end up being. Because that's what most of them are. They're all about teaching the kids that you can't let people get away with white privilege, and it's white privilege that has kept everybody else in this country down. Although I don't know what everybody else they're talking about. This is harmful to our children, is it not?
Absolutely. I just want to know where my white privilege is and when that's going to kick in. Seriously, because a black friend of mine said the other day, you know, Xander, white privilege exists, and I'm like, well, so where is mine? I still have to go to work 3 days a week to, you know, put food on the table as well as my radio show. So where is my white privilege, and when is it going to kick in? And of course, he couldn't answer that.
Yeah, what you think they really know what they mean by that? You really think that they? It sounds good. It sounds like a good train to jump on, but when you actually look at it, there's no substance to it, right?
It's one of those buzz phrases, isn't it? It's a buzz phrase of the day that organizations like the Black Lives Matter movement kind of want to, you know, make everyday terminology. I'm not really a fan of them. I'm not a discriminant person, but I thought that, you know, what we were looking towards was integration, not segregation. And either we're one community, we might have all different facets, but when you break us down, you continue to break us down. You know, we have to unify. That's what America needs to do right now. We have to look aside of our differences and work together to get this great nation back to its former glory.
Not going to happen. You know why it's not going to happen? Because we're no longer Americans. You realize that? Now we're Republicans, or we're Democrats, or we're Independents, or we're Tea Partiers, or. We are no longer Americans. How many people, and I know we run with a different group, but how many people do you really know that consider themselves Americans first and then? And not only are they Americans first, but they have to be prideful, or they have to have pride in this country. I even know many Americans that don't have pride in this country because they've had it shoved down their throats of how oppressive and how nasty we are.
Well, I always, you know, I always kind of think it's a bit odd when people say I'm so-and-so American, I'm Anglo-American, I'm African-American. I'm like, how many times have you been to Africa? I've never been. So how are you African-American? And I'm not being discriminatory
saying
that before anybody writes in or called in. I just think that anything in front of the word American really makes you less American.
I don't disagree with you. I look at it, I'm American of Italian descent. When people ask me, that's how I usually say it. I don't say that I'm Italian American. And my grandparents and my family who came here from Italy don't call themselves Italian Americans either. They're Americans. As a matter of fact, they're probably more forceful, or were more forceful and proud of it than I think some Americans are.
I totally see that. I think that it's kind of funny. I've seen so many people that weren't born here that are actually more patriotic than people that were born here. What does that say?
We're lazy. I mean, come on. We're coming up on my favorite time of the year, which is the 4th of July. We just came through Memorial Day, and I love playing these clips.
Didn't they ban that yet?
I know there's a petition out there for it, I'm sure. But when I play these clips from, what's his name, Mark Dice and Jesse Waters, but mostly Mark Dice, and he goes out to the beaches of California, he goes out to the malls, these people have no clue. They have no clue about Independence Day, they can't tell you anything about our history, and I'm not over-exaggerating, this is not broad brush painting. I'm listening to this guy, and I'm listening to these people making up answers as they go, and they really don't know who we won our independence from, when we won it, you know, why we wanted it, what the flag, you know, don't get me started. The flag thing bothers me to no end because we're coming up, we just came past Flag Day, and now we're coming into the 4th of July, and I love all these people talk about how oppressive this country is. I mean, they need to go do their homework. That flag only has a negative connotation to the young people in this country who've been filled with a bunch of crap from their liberal professors at the colleges. When my mother's family saw that flag come into Italy, she knew that they were safe. She knew that no longer would they be under Hitler or fascism or any of that. She knew that they would be safe. So and people don't realize. I'm sorry, but people don't realize that. Go ahead.
I get a lot of criticism for saying this, but I kind of think if you're not for us, you're against us, and if you're not trying to work to make America a better place, then you're actually part of the problem. And I genuinely feel that.
Amen, Pastor Zander. No, serious. People think, well, you know what? No. It's patriotic to be against the government. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's patriotic and okay to speak out against the government when the government is really doing something wrong or call them on the carpet for doing something wrong. But ultimately, it's, you know, way back when what was it, Kenny, you know, who's the big guy, the southern, devil went down to Georgia. Kenny
Rogers?
No, it wasn't Kenny Rogers. No, you're shaking your head. My producer's shaking her head. No. Oh, my God. Really? Anyway.
I don't know.
Oh, there you see. You got out as the producer. Charlie Daniels. That was the board op. Thank you so much for that. Charlie Daniels Band. Remember he came out with that song? And in the song, basically, he was talking about the different parts of America and how You kick one of us, you kick all of us, and we came together as Americans to fight back. That's what America is all. I'm going to say, I don't know, I'm going to get nasty mail for this. That's what America was all about. Not anymore. Now we're Democrats and Republicans. Now when we get kicked, okay, and here we go, I'm going to tee off some Dems here. Now when we get kicked, the Republicans, for the most part, pull together and say, we've got to fight back. The Dems go, what did we do to deserve this? It's a Republican's fault. Ban the guns. But they use planes. Okay, well, ban the guns first, then we'll ban the planes. Help me. Get me off the ceiling, will you?
I'm sorry to say that I can't, because, you know, the thing is that you actually drive yourself mad trying to educate people. You really do.
No kidding.
And I think some people are ineducatable, if that's a word.
I think they're comfortably ignorant. How do you like that one, right?
Yes.
You know?
What is it Judge Judy says? You can't fix stupid.
No, you can't. Listen, we're running out of time. I always love it. Time goes by really quick with you. Tell people where they can find your show, podcast, videocast, whatever you're doing. Tell them how to get in hold of you.
Podcast? What is a podcast? It's a radio show. ZanderCube.com. Everything's there. The show is 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern every night. Check us out. Come and tell us what you think.
Xander, have a great weekend. Stay cool, because it's supposed to be 120 degrees. Actually, we're visiting the gates of hell this weekend, I understand, across the country. So stay cool if you can. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Lots coming up next hour. Don't go anywhere. Really, going to help you enjoy your Friday night. Maybe. We'll be right back.